your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moye. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. We are, of course, the show that redefines the elite athlete by bringing education, athleticism, and community service together. We bring fun back to sports. We make it part of family entertainment. And we lay the foundation for excellence as we help parents navigate the challenges of playing sports from high school to the pros. I am Ida Moye, your host, and you are listening to the Sports Maverick Show. Tonight, folks, we have got an extra special show for you tonight, because tonight we actually have one of the best success stories that is out there in the NBA. And of course, we're going to be talking to Dr. Janice Hilliard, who is Director of Player Development. And of course, we'll be able to hear how she began her career as a basketball star herself, and then it evolved into such a wonderful career working as the Director of Player Development. But before we get into our special guest here, let's talk a little bit about some of the news that's out there. Of course, everybody is sort of like listening to what's happening in the news regarding Michael Vick. Yes, will the real Michael Vick stand up? Everyone deserves a second chance. And as some of his former coaches have said, is that they're confused, they're complex, they're dismayed by the language of the indictment, calling Michael Vick a killer of dogs by drowning and executions, and they believe that there might be another story here. But folks, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because as he pleads guilty on Monday, perhaps maybe he had no choice. But we're going to actually look at this and say, if in fact that he receives a jail term of 1 year or more, should the NFL go any further than that? He is 27 years old. He's in the prime of his playing career. And does he actually need to be excluded from the league forever? Again, that's up to the commissioner. That's up to the Falcons. And we're going to wish him luck and God bless him. On the NCAA football situation, we've got, after seven decades, Miami will leave the Orange Bowl. They just signed a 28-year lease with the Miami Dolphins Stadium. Of course, that stadium has become too difficult for people to play in, and the city did not meet their demands. So as a result of it, they decided to go north and go to the beautiful Miami Dolphins Stadium. If you look at Oklahoma's red shirt, they have now named the freshman, Sam Bradford, the true freshman, has been chosen to start in the Sooners' opening game against North Texas. He beat out the junior, Hazelis, and another freshman, Keith Nicholas. So we're going to just give kudos to Bob Stoops to give a freshman an opportunity like this. He completed 12 of 17 of their attempts and four touchdowns in their scrimmage on Sunday. On tennis, Serena and Venus are the only American women who are seeded for the U.S. Open. Serena is ranked 8 and Venus is ranked 12. Moms, there's a lot of room at the top there in tennis, so don't give up on your kids. David Beckham drew over 66,000 people in the Giants Stadium for his debut, of course, there, bringing back those wonderful memories of Pelé, who used to be our great soccer player from Brazil. If we look back at some of the things that are of a lighter nature, Tom Brady, who is a expecting father, has asked for a paternity leave. Now, again, I'm sure that's not in Belichick's actual policies and procedures, but again, it doesn't hurt for actually asking that question. And, of course, there was a wonderful story that came out at the Astros, and a woman rejected a ballpark marriage proposal. In fact, she was so embarrassed by it, she left the stadium. But the particular person who asked for this woman in her hand left with cheers by all the fans. Now, there you go, okay? I'm sure there's some woman out there who will accept that proposal. Well, let's get to our show here. Again, this is Ida Moye, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. And we like to bring a little entertainment in here because sports should be serious, but also should be very lighthearted. And I'm glad to bring those stories to you. But let's get in a serious note here. I'd like to take this time and introduce to you our special guest. Her name is Dr. Janice Hilliard. She's Director of Player Development for the National Basketball Association. She coordinates the department's career planning, personal development programs, education outreach, international player initiative, league-wide team awareness meeting. She also provides training and consultation to the league's team player development directors. She's responsible for the personal and professional development of players on 8 teams. She develops and manages department and league educational partnership programs and initiatives, and that also includes the Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund, Michigan State University Business Communication Skills, Berlitz International Cultural Transition, and Language Training Services, as well as the National Association of Academic Advisors for Athletics Corporate Sponsorship. Wow, Doctor, that's a mouthful. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Ida. I'm really pleased and just honored to be a part of your program tonight.
Well, thank you. One of the things I'd like to do for our listeners is kind of help us take a journey through your life through sports, because apparently you started off as a basketball player yourself.
You know, actually I did, and that's the thing that's so great about having the opportunity to work with the elite athletes that I do today. I actually was a basketball player. I grew up in Central Texas and just played basketball at the University of Houston on a scholarship, so I was very, very fortunate to start out my career as a player. Went on then to work in the public schools, both in Michigan and in Texas, and had the opportunity to stay involved in working with sports and athletes and some collegiate experiences that I had in higher education prior to coming to the NBA. So my career is pretty extensive. It kind of started with education. My experience as a player and then sort of my training and education sort of helped me to get to where I am today.
Well, let me just backtrack a little bit, because I think you glossed over this a lot and you're not giving yourself enough credit, because I'm looking at you at the high school level. You're actually seeing the beginning and the actual culmination of these elite athletes beginning to actually develop. And obviously, you know, when you look at that from, particularly from, you know, from Michigan to Texas, tell me a little bit about just identifying those elite athletes at that level. What are some of the telltale signs in high school that you actually see to really say these kids can actually be great?
Well, you know, one of the things, Ida, you know, in my experience, again, is as an educator, you know, and not necessarily as a coach or a scout, you know, or anything along the developmental stages. But I think one of the things that's important, you know, for parents to know and for educators to know and all of those who work with youth throughout sports is that it's the development of the total person. You know, I think the athletic skills are out there in a lot of young athletes, you know, and I think that certainly all of our parents believe that their athletes are going to be professional one day. But I think the focus should be on the development of the person, of the young athlete, so that they develop their social skills, you know, they develop life skills, they develop personality skills, and all the other pieces that make them the great athlete on the court, you know, or on the field, or wherever they might be performing. So I think that's probably the focus.
Well, you know, I go back to looking at the actual academic career and personal constant of several of the athletes that I've worked with, you know, and I'm looking at just, okay, we talk about the counseling side, we talk about the life skill side, and then we talk about the sports side. Now, how do you bring those two together? Because a lot of times people play sports and they somewhat are separated away from the general population.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the discipline that they have to show towards the sports in terms of preparing, you know, practicing and all that. And then they have to manage their time in order to get their academics together in order to be eligible to go on to the next level. And then what about the family issues that sometimes gets pushed underneath the rug?
Well, I mean, I think you make a great point, Ida. And, you know, one of the things that we do in player development at the NBA, as all of the other sports leagues do to some extent, as well as the colleges and, you know, and to some extent the high schools, is that when you are working with a young person, a young athlete, it is important to develop all pieces of their lives, the social aspects, you know, the personal development. The parents are certainly a key figure in all of this. And so I think what you see happening at the early ages with youth is that sports is something that they're passionate about. You know, it's something that I think that they love. It's something that you can grab their attention with. You know, and all young people want to be recognized. All young people want to be encouraged and supported. So for those who have chosen sports, I think it's a unique opportunity because it can be used really as a vehicle to develop their, you know, the emotional aspects, to develop them personally, to teach them the value of community and giving back, you know, the importance of being a good citizen, of being a great leader, you know, of learning how to make decisions, learning how to set goals. These are all of the skills, you know, that you learn when you are a young person that really play out to help you later on. And sports, I think, is that vehicle, or it can be that vehicle for a lot of young people.
Well, we see that in the NBA. There's about 20%, I think, are foreign players right now. But then the rest, of course, are minority players. And, you know, we have seen also that oftentimes a lot of people come from single families. So they only have one parent or maybe a caretaker that takes care of them. So how do you merge, you know, because, I mean, to be able to play at such an elite level, you have to be able to handle a lot of responsibility. So let's just talk a little bit. I'll be the devil advocate here. You know, a student can come right out of high school and be 1 year removed from high school and make it to the NBA.
Well, you know, Ida, that's a good question, and that is the purpose of our department.
Okay.
The NBA. That's our role.
We're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going
to
talk about
and to prepare them, you know, for life at the NBA level.
Excellent. We're going to come back in about 3 minutes. I want you to hold that point. I want you to tell me how you mold these wonderful players into being these great citizens that you've done here. We're very proud of you, and we want to hear that success story. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is Ida Moya, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PRO-READYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
From the Super Bowl to the World Cup and every major sporting event in between, Front Row with sports travel insider Robert Tuchman will take you on a private ride into the exclusive world of high-end sports travel. Tune in every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern as Robert interviews key event organizers as well as star athletes and celebrities who attend these events. That's Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host, former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on the Voice America Sports Channel every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Ray believes it is the fans that support America's favorite sport, and they should be able to express their opinion about the game with passion. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Ray Ellis Sports right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. And let's talk football.
We just say it like it is.
And you can too.
Internet Sports Talk Radio.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moye. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moya, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We are so honored today to have in our studio wonderful individual, Dr. Janice Hillier. She is an NBA Player Development Director. She is one of the top ladies that are leading the charge there for the NBA and developing players. Now, at the break here, Dr. Hillier, we talked a little bit about the fact that the football players typically have to be 3 years removed from high school in order for them to be eligible for the draft. And I know prior to the new collective bargaining agreement, you actually could take the high school players directly to the NBA. And I think also now the new rule is that they have to be 1 year removed from high school and 19 years old. Now, that rule, I think, is probably one that a lot of people, educators are cheering. But tell me, again, compare the type of athlete that you're getting at such a young age, and what is it that you guys are doing that are really molding these players to take them to the next level? Because obviously, we're seeing some outstanding character develop.
Well, Ida, you know, that's a very good question. You know, one of the things that I had started to say before the break is that in the player development department of which I'm a part, there's a whole team of educators, of social workers, of former players, just a litany of people who have unique backgrounds as athletes themselves and with working with young people. And our programs are really designed around three areas: to provide training and development for our athletes, all of them, to provide services and resources as well as support and enrichment. So there's a number of programs at the league and at the team level that we develop annually, that we implement, and that we evaluate to really promote their personal, their professional, and their social development. Now, specifically to the younger, you know, athletes that are in our league or that come into our sport, specifically, we have a 20 and under program. And there's an outstanding young woman named Krista Chen, who is a social worker, who has just tremendous experience, and she leads the charge with all the unique things that we do with the younger players coming into the league. And those really, Ida, focus around helping to exacerbate their maturity. A lot of our young guys, you know, just are simply lacking in life experience, you know, when they come to us. And so they come into the demands and the pressures of being a celebrity, of being a very unique and special athlete, getting a lot of attention, you know, very, very fast. And people often forget that they're still young people, you know, and that their life experiences may not necessarily be at the level of what's expected of them. So through our 20 and under program, through our rookie transition program, and through our education, really throughout their tenure, that is really our job to help to promote that, to help them to develop, help them to mature, so that they can really be all that they can be in our league.
Now, how do you foster continuing education? Because if they only have 1 year, like, I mean, you have one person like LeBron James, of course. I mean, he's almost a billionaire. And then he's to say, okay, you need to go to college. You need to finish. That looks like to me that was fall on deaf ear. Now, I want to use Shaq as an example because he did promise his mother that he would finish college, and he went back to college, and he finished. I think it took him like 6 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, contrast that because, I mean, I know it's got to be a tall order to get someone who's almost making $1 billion to want to go back to school. Why is this important to them?
Well, you know, we certainly think that education is important, Ida. I mean, it's one of the reasons why, you know, we were fortunate and successful with getting our age limit, you know, raised. I think that we, you know, unquestionably have always felt like the more mature players are when they come into our league, the better they're going to be. We tell all elite young athletes all the time that we promote education. We actually would like them to go to college. You know, we'd love them all to have degrees when they come into our league, but we recognize the fact that there's some really very talented and unique young people out there, you know, who have the right and the opportunity to pursue their dreams. So our goal and our job then is to support them in whatever decisions that they and their families, you know, have actually made. into the question of continuing education, you know, we have a very unique program that works in conjunction with our Players Association, which is really unique. And our view on continuing education is very broad, Ida. You know, a lot of times people look at just graduation, you know, completion of an undergraduate degree or, you know, formally completing your education. But at the NBA, we see continuing education in a pretty broad stroke. That could be taking a course, you know, while they're in our league. It could be going back to the institution and finishing their degree. It could be completing a certificate program. It might be where a guy is interested in getting a real estate license. You never know. A guy might want to learn a foreign language. So continuing education is pretty vast and it's pretty broad. And we also feel like, and we've learned that it's an individual decision. You know, each player has, just as we do as adults, kind of decide what it is that they want to do at what point in their lives. You know, our sport is pretty unique. There's a short window period of time by which athletes can be successful in our league and in our sport. You know, and the average age in our league is about 27. And the average number of years that a player plays in our league is about 5. So you have a real short window of time, you know, for guys that come into our league to try and achieve their goals, and that's what we're there for, to help them to make good decisions and to support the decisions that they make.
Now, I'm sure, like the NFL, you have a rookie symposium of some sort.
Absolutely, we do. We do.
Okay.
Now, we're coming up on it right now.
Yes, I was thinking you're getting ready to have that right now. And what is that date, by the way?
Actually, it's coming up. It's going to be September the 18th through the 21st.
Okay, I knew you were coming up close, yes.
It's generally...
And where is that going to be held?
It's generally in the New York area.
Okay.
It's in Rye, New York this year. We usually bring all of our players, all of our first and second round players, to the rookie transition program. And as you mentioned with football and some of the other professional sports leagues, it's really an intense orientation. Bringing the guys in, getting them prepared in kind of a boot camp for everything that we think that they will encounter in their transition into the NBA. Everything from preparing them for the media to teaching them about the importance of image, of giving back to the community, how to deal with stress, how to handle relationships, how to handle your money and your finances and all of the demands and pressures, you know, that come along with being a celebrity, from one night being a college student to the next night being drafted and becoming a celebrity. So it's pretty extensive program. It's a program.
And how long is the whole program? Is it a week or so?
It's 3.5 days. It's a 3.5-day program. It's implemented in conjunction, again, with our Players Association. It involves former players. It involves our legends. It involves individuals who come in from different parts of the NBA to share their experiences and just to kind of prepare players for what it is that they're going to experience pretty quickly.
And is that mandatory for them to attend that?
Yes, it is a mandatory. It's required of all players who have just been drafted into our league.
Okay. Now, sort of like, help me a little bit out with this. I know you talked about relationships. And we know that when a person is in high school, there's usually a very guarded relationship because of the celebrity status there. Of course, in college, the same type of thing. But we also know that there's family relationships sometimes they have to deal with. And they, just like we've seen Michael Vick having a problem to say no to his old relationships. What kinds of counseling are available to help your guys really make that delineation? What's good, what's bad, and what's best for me in my career?
Sure. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest challenges that athletes, you know, across sports deal with when they make the transition, again, because you kind of go from being in a smaller circle to all of a sudden, you know, you're under the microscope of the world in our case. And I think that each guy is different. I know in our rookie transition program, we do a lot of things to try and get guys to talk about, you know, the relationships that they have and to try to prepare themselves for what they might experience. For example, some of the things that we do a lot of skits and role plays at our rookie transition program. And we build in scenarios and situations that we know that guys have experienced. and then we stop the skit and the role play, and we kind of break that down, and we have discussions about, okay, so at this point, you know, what decision could you make, and why would you make that decision, and what are the possible consequences to that decision? So they have an opportunity in a peer setting as well, you know, to hear each other and to work through a variety of circumstances. Another aspect of the rookie transition program is group breakouts, where we break them down into smaller groups. And these groups are led by professional psychologists who talk with our players in a small group setting so that they can share personal experiences and they can share their concerns, their questions that they might have. And at the same time, they're provided with resources. All of the staffs that are there and available give information and support and feedback and answer questions from the players to help them along the way. And it's a challenging thing. Once they get to their teams, there are team directors at the team level who are there to support them as well. So, you know, our goal is to build the relationships with them so that they feel comfortable, and not only with the players. I should mention that, you know, wives, moms, significant others, friends, all of those people, agents, are important people that surround our players and that surround all professional athletes. So I think it's really important for us to engage those individuals when it's appropriate. And we have a lot of efforts at the NBA to do that as well. There's a wives association. There's a family association that stand alone, but we have, you know, a relationship with them, and we always encourage moms and significant others to become a part of those support organizations that are out there.
Well, you know, I commend you on that, because one of the things that brought me into the sports arena was the revamping of the Gator Parent Association, University of Florida, which was to bring the parents together in a unified force to basically pay attention to what was going on in the development of their child, both academically and athletically, and as far as relationships as well. And that, I think, has really been one of the mainstay of their recruiting program, has been that parent association meeting. So, taking it to the next level, a lot of those same relationships still are maintained at the professional level. So it does build a core relationship for life through these groups, and I commend you on that. Well, we're going to take another break here. This is Ida Moyer. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show, and in our studio tonight is Janet Hilliard. Dr. Hilliard is a director of the NBA Player Development. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about the wonderful work that she's doing with that organization. Okay, this is Ida Moyer, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice of America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Being a winner takes a little more than just skill and a whole lot more than luck. It takes preparation and having a winning attitude. Indy 500 race car driver and motivational speaker Lynn St. James brings to the Voice America Network that winning attitude. And the Winner's Circle with Lynn St. James airs live every Tuesday afternoon at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Lynn will share her views on motorsports and women in sports. Lynn's 30-plus year career as a race car driver has taken her around the world and enabled her to meet winners from all walks of life. Join Lynn and her guest as they offer their insight on what it takes to get into the winner's circle, whatever the challenge may be. If you have a desire to learn what it takes to be a winner from winners, or if you want to share your formula for success, tune into In the Winner's Circle with Lynn St. James every Tuesday afternoon at 12 Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Here it is, sports fans, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show, where we talk about sports and everything in between, from high school to college sports, right up to the pros. Join host Arthur Agee, co-star of the 1994 sports documentary, Hoop Dreams, for the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 Eastern, premiering on the Voice America Sports Channel. Arthur will host a variety of guests and will give the average fan a platform to voice his or her opinion about how sports play a significant role in our society. Get set for hard-hitting topics that cut to the soul of sports. See the sports industry through the eyes of the kid in the city and the kid in the suburbs. Hear from the businessmen and, yes, women from around the world. Whatever your passion is, football, basketball, baseball, golf, soccer, NASCAR, or hockey, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show is for you. That's every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we have just been enjoying a wonderful half an hour here with Dr. Hilliard, who is the Director of Player Development at the NBA. Now, Dr. Hilliard, we are just having a wonderful time tonight talking about all the wonderful things that are happening to player development at the NBA. Let's talk a little bit about your high school camps. What are the purpose of those, and exactly what takes place at those?
Right. I actually had mentioned earlier, Ida, one of the things that we try and do is educate all of those who are around the players, and that includes potential elite high school athletes that might have the opportunity to play, you know, in the NBA one day. And, you know, there's only about 450 guys in our league, and there's a large number of young men out there playing basketball. So one of the things that we try and do with the few opportunities that we have to be in front of those elite athletes is to try and share in some of the key messages that really guide the programs that we do. And that is, when we speak to those groups, we don't really talk about the NBA, you know, in the NBA experience. What we really try to do is to promote them as being good citizens, to develop good decision-making skills. We do a model on decision-making. We talk about goal setting, and we try and use some examples as it relates to basketball. And we talk about leadership. We talk about citizenship. We talk about community service, because we tell the guys that they're already great talents. You know, at some point, someone is recognized at the high school level, they're going to be an elite athlete. But it's more important to us at the NBA level that they're also good people and that they have good character. And we talk about those kinds of things as well as the messages that we give our players, and they're pretty similar. So the opportunities that we have to speak to, you know, whether it's the McDonald's All-Americans or the guys in the Michael Jordan Classic, or whether it's an AAU group, the whole point is to communicate key messages down to those guys so that they're thinking about what we really value at the NBA, and it's more than just your game. We want you to be good people.
So basically, these are elite athletes who've been invited because they are elite athletes, but you get an opportunity to be able to sit down with them and talk about some of those life skills.
Exactly. That's the point. In fact, we were invited to have that opportunity, and so we don't spend a lot of time, you know, because they're the NCAA, and I'm sure at the community level throughout the U.S. There's lots of exciting things going on, you know, that involve a large number of athletes. But in these few cases, we do have that opportunity, and we're allowed to do that. And we think it's very, very important to talk about life skills and time management, you know, and the importance of really, Ida, trying to reinforce a lot of the messages also that I'm sure that go on at the high school level, that go on at the college level, so they can prepare them for not only if they make it to the NBA, you know, but for life.
Excellent. Now, your summer clinics, what exactly is that about?
Well, actually, you know, our player development department is not involved in any basketball-related skills. I mean, one of the things that, that our group does in the summer is that we, earlier I talked about the importance of community service.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody has seen NBA Cares and is aware of the outstanding
exactly.
work that our players do, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, you know, through our Basketball Without Borders and a lot of the community outreach things that we do. So throughout the course of the summer, our players often have their own basketball clinics or they have their own camps. And so our department, we try and go out along with the other departments at the NBA and promote what our players are doing in the summer, so they might
almost like having a little NBA youth clinic or something like that.
Well, for example, if a player has a basketball camp or they have a clinic, and we will go out and support them in their efforts, whether that's speaking to the kids at the camp or whether it's providing product for them or supporting them financially in any way that we can. That's really our involvement from a clinic.
Excellent.
Perspective.
We're extending
also,
that arm out to the community.
Exactly. And also I should mention to your audience that many, many of our players have foundations of their own. And they are doing things not only along with the NBA, but above and beyond. They have their own special charities and things that they are interested in that are personal and important to them. And so they recognize our players, we think, the importance of being leaders and the visibility that they have not only in the country and in the world, and that the images that they project, they realize how it influences young people around the world.
Now, there's a lot of good stuff that you're talking about here, and I'm sure that stuff comes together and it really brings the players to a new level. But, you know, I was having a conversation the other day with a gentleman, and he was reflecting on just athletes in general, and he said he was walking around with a Tampa Bay cap on, but he tells me he doesn't watch sports, but he was challenging the fact that he thought that all athletes were overpaid, egos were big, and didn't even care. And then I said to him, do you have any idea about the philanthropy that they do? And, of course, he did not. So I took a moment to educate him. But just talk a little bit about that, because people just are not familiar with the dollars that they may receive that they actually put out.
Well, and I think that's probably one of the, you know, that's one of the challenges with sports. You know, for anybody that follows sports, sports is news. And, you know, just my experiences working at the collegiate level, sort of doing the same thing, helping young people, you know, to develop. Sports is about the news. And unfortunately, like anything else in our society, a lot of times the only thing that you read, you know, on the news or a lot of times what you see in the magazines is what makes the newspapers, and oftentimes, unfortunately, it's negative. But, you know, that's one of the challenges I think that we have in all of sports. And so to really understand not only what our guys are doing, but guys and women throughout all of the other sports, you really do sometimes have to do a little bit of research. You know, you have to do a little bit of homework, and if you're a fan of the game, you know, like a lot of people are, they will look up a certain player, and they'll be aware what individual players are doing. But, you know, that is one of those things that there's never too much you can do to sort of publicize and promote what our players are doing. But there's some pretty unique stories that go on. One of the things that the league tries to do to recognize and promote that is that each month we have a community assist award at the league office. And so we really encourage the teams to nominate a player each month that has just done outstanding community service work in the team city. And each player has an opportunity to be nominated, and then someone is chosen each month, and then that player receives recognition. I had the privilege last fall to go down to Dallas to give that award to Greg Buckner. It was really exciting. The players are really excited and appreciative of that, and a monetary donation is given to the charity of their choice or to the foundation of their choice. So it's one of the things that we try and do to publicize more what it is that they do and the giving back to not only the community that they play in, but really to their own communities as well.
Now, if you're speaking to some of our family out there, particularly our parents out there, What kind of advice would you give them to someone who is entering into high school and has a desire to want to play one day for the NBA? Although we know the numbers, you know, may get very thin as you get closer and closer to the draft there, but what advice would you give to them?
Well, you know, that's great. I'm glad you asked me that, Ida, because I just think that personally, parental involvement is so important, and the support of the entire family is so important. And a lot of times, parents and supporting others don't really get incorporated into the process. There's a lot of education, you know, and support that goes on for players at all levels, from, you know, middle school all the way through the pros. But parents aren't necessarily involved or feel welcome that they're involved. So I would encourage parents to jump right in there, to get involved, you know, to get involved. And if there's not a parent organization, to form one, whether it's at the middle school level or the high school level, to get involved and to make sure the interests of the development of their young person all the way around is taken care of, so that not only they're great athletes, but they're also getting life skills training, you know, that they're getting the experiences that they need to make them better well-rounded. I know I spent some time at the NCAA early in my career. Another resource that I really recommend, they have a guide for the college-bound student-athlete. It's a publication. You could probably go and, you know, on their website and get that guide. It has a lot of tips on there about eligibility, about academic standards, and just, you know, preparation for the next level.
Excellent. So that website, I believe, is NCAA.org.
And, you know, I believe that that's correct. I'm not certain, but
yeah, I think so. NCAA.org, and I believe they can go there and they can get that particular guide. That's for our foreign parents as well, because there's special things that you need to know, and for our homeschool parents, there's special things you need to know as well in that regard. We're going to go into our break here. We'll be back in three. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show, and we'll continue this conversation. And we'll ask Dr. Hillier a little bit about all the international players coming into NBA. Again, this is Ida Moye, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show, where we give you unscripted talk. Again, Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PRO-READYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host, former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety Ray Ellis on the Voice America Sports Channel every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Ray believes it is the fans that support America's favorite sport, and they should be able to express their opinion about the game with passion. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Ray Ellis Sports right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. And let's talk football. Here it is, sports fans, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show, where we talk about sports and everything in between, from high school to college sports, right up to the pros. Join host Arthur Agee, co-star of the 1994 sports documentary, Hoop Dreams, for the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 Eastern, premiering on the Voice America Sports Channel. Arthur will host a variety of guests and will give the average fan a platform to voice his or her opinion about how sports play a significant role in our society. Get set for hard-hitting topics that cut to the soul of sports. See the sports industry through the eyes of the kid in the city and the kid in the suburbs. Hear from the businessmen and, yes, women from around the world. Whatever your passion is, football, basketball, baseball, golf, soccer, NASCAR, or hockey, the Arthur Agee Sports Radio Show is for you. That's every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Ida Moyer, your host, back with you here at the Sports Maverick Show as we get into the conclusion of our program here. Again, we have been talking to Dr. Hilliard, who is the Director of NBA Player Development. We've been talking about how they foster continuing education, the fact that they do a lot in career development, both during and after the league. They also have a comprehensive player development department that deals with health-related issues, draft eligibility, player assistance, and financial education. Again, we talked a little bit about how they try to promote the good citizenship, not only just that a person be athletic, but also that they become a great person as they come into the league as well. And we talked about the foundation work that a lot of the NBA players are doing. And again, you can go and look and see, because oftentimes they will name a person who is the community assistant, the person who's actually been tops in their league in terms of assisting the community. Now, Dr. Hilliard, as we get into our last aspect of this program, I got an email here, and people are saying, why are there so many international players coming now in the NBA, and is that hurting the chances of the U.S. players?
Well, you know, we actually pride ourselves, as I'm sure that our fans know, on being just the greatest sports league in the world. We think we have the world's greatest game, and we think we have the world's greatest athletes playing that game. And because of that, we welcome the best. We want the best athletes in the world in our league. And whoever that might be in the world that we live in, we welcome those individuals. And so I think you mentioned earlier in the broadcast that we had approximately 82, 83 international players on opening day rosters last season. And we are a global sport, so those players are outstanding athletes. They are also the best in the world, and really that's what our league is all about.
So you think that bringing the international flavor in, that not only is it promoting basketball throughout the world, but also it's bringing a different type of player in?
Well, you know, we think that international players, just like our domestic players, have very unique skills, you know, and very unique contributions to make to our sport. You know, one of the things that we do at our rookie transition program when we bring in our international players is that we have sessions that talk about their experiences. We think that education goes both ways, that our American players have a lot to learn from our international players both on and off the court, and that it just works both ways. It makes us a stronger league. It makes us competitive. And, you know, we think that, again, being a global sport that we are, we want to be the best.
Well, everybody follows very closely Tony Parker and his introduction to the league and, of course, his very celebrated wedding, which actually took the NBA to Paris for this wonderful wedding. And it just sort of, like, exposed people to a lot of different aspects that the game is actually played on the international level. And there's a lot of players out there that are from different countries who are actually playing the game. So, again, that's kudos to you guys for that particular piece of it. Now, again, we're getting to the last piece of our program here, and I want you just to give out as much information as you can to our parents out there. Let them know what it is that they need to be doing from middle school to high school to the college level to be looking at a career with the NBA.
Sure. You know, I think that, again, you know, there's probably every kid out there that plays basketball that wants to be in the NBA. You know, and I'm sure that there are a lot of parents that do too. The reality is there's about 450 guys in our league. And that 450 includes young men around the world. So you can do the math as parents and figure that out. And certainly there's talented young people out there. But, you know, as a parent, the advice that I would give is to get involved with the lives of your young people, to make sure that they are developed, well-rounded people, and that they are just as prepared and talented away from the basketball court as they are on the court. That means getting involved with their education. That means expanding their experiences within and beyond sport. It means exposing them to a variety of careers. It means just helping to develop them completely as a person so that they are prepared that if they're fortunate and they have that great opportunity to be a part of the NBA or the NFL or the NHL or whomever, they're prepared to deal with what it is before them and just to be the very best that they can be. So that's what I would encourage parents to do at the school level, is to be focused on the complete development of their young person in addition to their actual skill.
Well, Dr. Hilliard, let me tell you, you are truly a sports maverick. At the end of our program, we always name our sports maverick of the week. Well, guess what? You are in our spotlight as a sports maverick of the week. And we want to just thank you for gracing our studio and bringing all this good information in, you know, from the NBA Players Development Program. And again, I know a lot of people, and I want you to have the last word on this, a lot of people think that the NBA is the only way you can go. But there's something called a D-League.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know about the D-League, so just
yes.
A short, brief thing on
yes.
that.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that really, really quick. The NBA does have a development league. Actually, when I joined the NBA in 2001, it was really to develop our programs for the D-League. The D-League does a lot of the same kinds of programs and services and activities that we do at the NBA level. So they have a rookie transition program, maybe call something else. They have the same kinds of support mechanisms, the same kinds of advisors, resources in place for those guys who play at the D-League level, because most of you that are fans are aware now that our players now can be sent down to the D-League for short periods of time, and we want to make sure that there's continuity in the support and services that they receive. So there is a complete player development and support program for players who are at the D-League level.
Well, folks, you heard it here. Now, they can go to the website. I know you have the NBA.com is for the NBA, and then, of course, there's a Players Association, I mean, Player Development site as well, which is at the NBA. Is it, what is the site on that? NBA.
Right, our NBA Player Development, we can be emailed. Our email is playerdevelopment@nba.com. So it's playerdev@nba.com.
Okay.
And there may be some folks out there who may be aware of some of the folks that actually run our department. So I want to give their names really quickly before we get off, because they might recognize some of them. The head of our department is Mike Banham. He's a former player and our senior vice president. And we have two other former players. Rory Sparrow is a vice president, and Brandon Williams. So if there's any parents out there that remember those guys' careers, can also be emailed at the NBA.
Excellent.
Myself.
Well, thank you again. This is Sports Maverick. We're signing off. We'll see you next week on Tuesday, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and, of course, 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.